Psalm 7. O Lord my God, in you do I put my trust. So I think the emphasis is on in you, because we're all tempted to trust in human strength. But he says, O Lord my God, in you do I put my trust. Save me from all those who pursue me and deliver me. Well, it could be talking about when Saul is pursuing him, or about when Absalom is chasing him. And I think that probably he starts off writing this psalm about Saul, but then he uses it again when circumstances repeat in his life and his son Absalom starts chasing him. Save me from all those who pursue me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it into pieces with none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is sin in my hands, if I have rewarded evil to him who was at peace with me, yes, I have delivered him that without cause was my enemy. Now that's clearly talking about Saul, because he did twice save Saul's life when he could have killed him. And Saul indeed was without cause his enemy. Let the enemy pursue my soul in this case and overtake it. Yes, let him tread my life down to the earth and lay my glory in the dust. So he's saying, if I've sinned, well then let my enemy pursue me and let him win. And I think that this is probably then written before he sinned with Bathsheba, where he is rather overconfident that I haven't done anything wrong and I'm suffering wrongfully, etc. Which of course he was in that sense. But later on, he realizes more his sinfulness, as I think we all do. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the rage of my enemies and awake for me. You have commanded judgment. And let the congregation of the peoples surround you all around. And over them, return on high. The Lord ministers judgment to the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and to my integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous. For the righteous God tests the hearts and the kidneys. That's right inside you. So God tests what your deepest thoughts and motivations are. And that's why it's so critical what we think in our hearts, because that is what God is interested in. My shield is God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, yes, a God who has indignation every day against the wicked. If a man does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He's prepared for him instruments of death. He makes his arrows very strong and straight. Behold, he who brings forth sin and conceives mischief, he has made a pit for himself, dug it, and he will fall into that pit which he has made. His mischief will return upon his own head, and his violence shall come down upon his own scalp. But I will give thanks unto the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. So there is definitely a big difference between the believer and the world, between the righteous and the wicked. It doesn't mean that we are physically separate from them, because Jesus likewise ate and broke his bread with sinners. But what it does show is that there must be a difference of heart, that the Christian call is a call to be a separate kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus here upon this earth. And of course, we are going to be physically transformed into that kingdom when he comes back. So there has to be a difference, a major difference between us and the unbelieving world. But that doesn't mean that we don't mix with them, because unless we do that, we won't be able to be the light of the world.